Well, first of all, we really want to welcome you. I know there has been a huge amount of preparation. He's feeling rather nervous sitting there because he's had a lot of work to get it right. It's always like that, you know, when you carry the responsibility. So you have come to a house where we have lived as sisters for 50 years. None of us would have lived here 50 years because we change around a lot of places. So just a little bit first of all about who we are, because I think you're nearly all here for the first time. So this is, there's a little leaflet outside which that saves me going to all the details, and it's called the Sisters of St. Andrew. Okay, next boy. Andrew, who found this little boy and gave to Jesus 5 loaves and 2 fish. But there's something rather beautiful about that text, because those 5,000 people and these 5 loaves and 2 fish are a bit like that. We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. We are about 3 or 4 communities in Belgium, and in England, very dispersed. The 5 loaves and 2 fish are very scattered. Okay. We were founded a long time before any of us here were even dreamed of. 800 years ago, 2 sisters were blood. Journey along to in Belgium to Compostelle, but Belgium didn't exist then, if you remember, it was only France. So we were founded in France, and they welcomed these 2 blood sisters, the pilgrims on horseback, who became the main thrust in our mission, if you like. One big group who do their own things, martyrs in the fields, you probably know that church. And other groups who will come for their own retreats, Iona, etc. So that's this little leaflet here. Is that okay? And there's more about us in there, and you'll find them outside, and you'll find them in the area we call Piccadilly, where there's a table with your names on. If you want anything during your stay, please don't wait until you go home to ask us. The first thing is to hear at the end, it was great, we enjoyed it, but I'd love the hot water bottle. So you know, well, why didn't you say you had a hot water bottle? So our welcome is one of quite non-intrusive. Once I welcomed you, you're at home here. But we, you know, we would like to say to us if you are missing something, because our main way of being is hospitality. All right. Well, I'm going to go through these rubrics like every house has to. They're a bit boring. So a bit about us. Meals, I know you've got your own rhythm of meals. We've just told the sisters that we have to rise at 6 o'clock. Is that right? They were a bit shocked when I showed them that this evening. They thought we're going to be welcomed by a bell at 6 o'clock, so we'll see who will appear. Then you're going to be welcomed by a bell at 6 o'clock, I hear, is that right? If you are sleeping in the end of Green Lane, that's the longer corridor, you will also have a couple of people at that end of the corridor. We do ask you not to speak. So at that end, because you know, these people come to make silence. The meals, I'm not going to tell you when they are, because you know when they are, don't you? You will know when they are. I think you want a rota for washing up, like that, and that's part of us being. We like our house to be tidy, you probably noticed that. We don't like things scattered all over the place and dirty cups and teaspoons, because that doesn't matter. So we ask you to respect your washing up and your coffee cups. If you find a dirty coffee, we ask you to be punctual to meals, because we have to finish. We had a fire alarm practice today, this morning, before you came. So if the fire alarm goes off, and you will certainly hear it unless you are really profound. Look at me explaining to you where to go, except where the destination is behind. It won't be for amusement's sake. It will be either a spider, a fly in the system, or it will be seals, which I hope not. Okay, but we do ask you to also check at night if your neighbours are not up. Is that okay? There are torches in Piccadilly, the 2 big torches on the table. Security, yeah, and although you're in the country and we would like to leave doors open and enjoy the space, our place is visited by other people. Or here we don't open ever, so you're imprisoned now, you can't go out that door open. So it's not being closed, okay. So never see it open, close it, is that okay? You've got 2 exits, well, I think you know the codes, don't you? Because you've been in and out now, C1840. Those doors don't always close fully. They look as if they do, but can you make sure you really pull them together? Don't wait for the person behind you to come, because that person, you know, do make sure they're closed. Otherwise, you know, we do have visitors coming, and we don't particularly want that. Windows, it's up to you. You know, if you want to leave your windows open, that's fine. Night, if you want just a bit of air in your room, it's good to know that. The big window has a little latch on it if you try it out, so you've got air. If you want to be blown out of the room, then open the little tiny window at the top and you will get a real draft through there. It's just to let you know what you prefer. Okay. Notice in your rooms, I don't know whether you have, you've got sheets and pillowcases in there. Did you see that? Well, your bed's made now, and they were made by the previous visitors, so our system is one of welcoming each other. So whoever's left, we say don't change your duvet cover, because that makes sense. You've got two sheets. Now, if you're going to be out late at night, do you think, are they going to be out late at night?
Right. At 10 o'clock.
What time do you want them in bed?
10 o'clock.
In bed?
Yeah. 10 or 10:30.
10 to 10:30 in bed?
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Great.
Well, in your room anyway, 10 to 10:30. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right, if you have a real desire, and I'm not your master here, so if you have a real desire, you need to speak. The place to speak in the evenings, not really need to speak, is the best place is to go to Blue Close Lounge. Just through the end there, at the end, there's more men down that corridor. Lounge, where you can't usually be heard if you're not speaking loudly. You've got water there, you've got hot water, you've got coffee, you've got tea, so. You have a list for the washing up after the meal. So, having meals in silence or talking? Or?
Yeah, we have a meal in silence at least 15 to 20 minutes, depending on the meal.
Okay.
Yeah, for the breakfast and dinner, about 15 minutes for the lunch. Right. That means we can enjoy the food the sister cooking.
That's good. And then, like tonight, I just come from our evening meal and we don't talk either. Okay, I'm going to leave you in a minute. Prepare for the next guest. I'm sure I've forgotten half of these things. I usually do. Yeah, spaces to be. You know, where can you go or where can't you not go? Well, there's very few places you can't go, so it's quite positive, right? The main room is then going to be here. You know that, don't you? Is that right? Your main room, meeting room here, and you've got the library next door, and that's your meditation?
Actually, we may use this room for the meditation.
Yep.
Upstairs depends on the weather.
Okay.
Yeah.
So up above us here, we have a room which Jeff always loves called the Blue Oasis. It's an array of tiles, actually. It is a special room that has the icon. All our communities will have this particular icon, the Blessed Trinity. Done like that purposefully because we welcome people from all different... Next door to that room, there is a space, but some of us will see people in that room. So if it's closed with engaged on, the door knows engaged. If it's open, you're welcome to post lounge, then, as we said, down in where you're sleeping. Labyrinth, you will find bit by bit. Our house is self-explanatory. It's done on purpose, so we don't have to keep telling people. The labyrinth is in a room up here, so it's an indoor labyrinth. If you ever walked a labyrinth, please don't walk it. Okay. Other rooms, the chapel. You're welcome to use our chapel. In your room, you'll see there's a timetable, our timetable. You see it, there's a little paper there, and it will say when the sisters are using the chapel. You're welcome to join that. So the chapel is there. There's another little ante room you've seen just off there called the Oak Room, and you're welcome. So I want to wish you a really good stay. Okay, you're here. Ample time to be at home during that time. Okay. Because I think you're going to do some work at some stage, aren't you?
Yeah, could you talk about
what
work?
Time is
available?
That?
Yeah. It's for now. It's from 10:30 to 11:30.
Okay, so it's for those who wish, I presume.
It's optional, yeah.
Yeah. So for those of you who wish, there's quite a lot in the garden to do different things. Yeah, there is some weeding and cleaning outside in the garden. Quite a lot to do in the garden, if you wish. Okay, if it's nice, it's quite a nice place to be in the garden. I don't know what time that is. Okay, then there will be cleaning your own areas. All right, so it'll be cleaning your bathrooms and your toilets, which is part of our mindfulness way. So there'll be the cleaning of the loos, the cleaning of the bathrooms, the cleaning of the corridor, dining room. Okay, after breakfast, because we spill things during breakfast. There was gardening and cleaning, there was something else, but I can't remember what it is. Right?
Chopping wood.
No, there's no chopping wood, I don't think. So, what we will do, you need us to meet those
well,
who want.
Those who would help. 10:30 tomorrow morning, we'd yes. like to begin the job.
Okay, so where would you like us to meet?
Yeah.
Where? In here?
Yeah.
That's not good. Okay, so 10:30 tomorrow, we'll meet for that. Yeah, if you're stuck outside and the door is locked and you can't get in, the best thing to do is ring this front. The last thing is about if you do go out later at night, if you feel that's what you're called to do, you're over there by 10 o'clock, as we say. I think that's good. Locked downstairs at 10, so you won't be able to get out. So, there was one other thing about I was going to tell you that. Yeah, over where you're sleeping, the door downstairs, it, at night, it has a bolt at the top. You'll see it, a silver bolt, and it has a key. The key may be in the lock, or the key may be hanging. So if you want to get out and see the deer at 5 or 6, you want to go out and it's locked, take the key or the keys in, unlock it, and there's a bolt at the top. That's fine.
You checked it. Sisters of St. Andrew.
Yeah, so if you've got any money to pay for your stay, the check goes to F. And then tomorrow I'll settle up with you. Is that okay? Yes, we can have a gift aid form. So if you're a taxpayer, that would really help us. And they're lying around somewhere. If I can give you someone, that would be really helpful. The place is a blessed place, I tell you. It's rare somebody leaves here without some gift. Okay? So if you want anything, you can do that. Yes, these other two things here then. The other two leaflets, just so you want to know what they are, that's our program, because we run a program here, Retreats and Quiet Days, and that's there is a prayer.
Thank you.
I didn't say what my name was, did I? Diane, my name. It's pagan, okay, so that's all right.
I don't know any other, she's covered most of it. She seemed to be happy with bells, so I'm going to go around tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock with a bell. Maybe we can have bells in the evening as well, or between the days. Libby wants to know about the washing up
rotor. Meeting volunteers.
For tomorrow.
They haven't got breakfast on it, so
we can't pass it. Washing up your own stuff for breakfast.
Yes.
And then the other two meals you just signed.
I'll pass it around then. We need 3 names in my corridor. Just
yeah,
in the next
that
room.
Was the worry that very interesting.
Will they hear?
Well, not if I do it quietly. As I get close to your end there, I'll just do it very quietly. You all found the tea and the coffee on your plant, out in Piccadilly in the centre, so you know, water in your room, you drink the water in the kitchen. Okay. Porridge for the morning. If anybody wants oat porridge, the water, is that right? So it hasn't been so few.
Okay, brought up the environment, we're technically out now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But make sure you show him after the meditation.
Tonight.
All right. dear friend, welcome to the retreat. I think, okay, we will enjoy the environment here. And then the program, we have only 4 days, right?
Yes.
Yeah, only 4 days. It's not enough for us to cover all of the topic, and Jeff already gave you the in the email. The program, especially last year, we covered only some of them for about 4 days too. But why we had this retreat, the purpose I want to share with all of you, because most of us, we are living in a dream, so we did not have opportunity to listen to our body, to see or to understand the interconnectedness between our body and the environment. And then also we don't have many opportunity to listen to our body to know what are going on. So that's why we end up with abuse our own body and mind. We disturb the nature, and by that we disturb our own circadian rhythm. And then also, we, by not have an opportunity to listen to that, we don't know how to recognize it on time, to correct or to transform any unnatural or unexpected thing happen to our mind or our own. Also, because we are living in a lucid dream, we just think everything stays permanently or everything is true, and we get stuck with that. So that's why we will learn how to recognize that, how to transform that through the way of living. So that's why the title of the retreat, we have the name The Art of Living, Healthy and Free. That means it's not anything very special. We eat every day at least 2 or 3 times per day, but we're not really eating. We're living, we require, we say we need 8 hours of sleep. But actually sometimes we sleep more than 8 hours. We wake up still tired, exhausted, and on my clock. See? And we breathe in and out every second, every minute, and we think we are breathing correctly, but actually not. Right? So all the regular activity we do on the daily basis, but actually we like maybe worse than a robot, a machine. So now we just learn how to go back to recognize, to truly live and enjoy every moment. From that, we can recognize any change, any abnormal sign or symptom in our body, in our circadian rhythm. If we can recognize that, we can learn how to transform that, how to change that. And if we can do that for ourselves, we will have experience, we have encouragement, and from that we can help our relative, our loved one, our friend, our colleagues, and our environment. If we cannot understand, we cannot listen to our body, we don't know what's going on, how can we say we love our relative? How can we want to help our relative, our loved one? Because we don't know how to love ourselves. We don't know how to live truly. So all the things we think we do for people, that is false, that is untrue. So the program will go through the art for eating, sleeping, breathing, walking, and how to yield, how to blend with the universal energy. So the technique, even though in every art or every activity in our life, we will learn a little bit more detail if we have enough time, how to change, how to transform that, right? And we believe every single one, every one of us, fully capacity to doing that by yourself. Everyone have that capacity. Just because of we, for a long time, we are living in a dream, in a lucid dream. So we lost that, or we forget that ability. So now we just remind you, and you will remember. And if we practice by ourselves, it's a little bit more difficult than with a friend, with a sangha, with a community. And also we will learn how to apply all of the basic general study we already study from the 5th, the 6th, the 7th grade in the physics, in chemistry, in biology, into the real life. It's not just a lecture, it's not a theory. For example, we know that our body be compiled by trillion of cells, right? In that cell, it have a membrane, it have the nucleus, it have a chromosome, it have many different portions in that. And each of that, for example, just the DNA, we have two strands wired together. How it combined together. All that we already study from the 5th or from the 6th or 7th grade. it combined by some molecule, right? And every single molecule, it will compile by many, many different atoms. And every single atom, it have what? It have a one nuclear in the middle. It have a many, many electrons circulate around it. So and then we can look deeper and deeper to see how every single electron moving interact to each other, and when it combine together to make a molecule, to make a cell, to make an organ, to make a body, a human being, to make a planet, to make the whole universe, how interact to each other, and what we did. So we end up with the condition now, slowly we learn and we correct and we apply. Alright? So actually that basically we will work through all of that. And some hour we will learn in the lecture hall. Most of that we will learn from outside, outdoor. We will learn how to do the breathing technique. And if some of them we cannot do in this time, I will give you some guidelines so you can continue to practice or investigate, and then you can get back to me through the email. Okay, hopefully okay, we can reply, we can explain that in the group, and you can share to each other, and then maybe we can sign. Because for 4 days, we cannot cover everything, right? All right, and then the last thing, but not everything, and that is very important. We will show you many different techniques for doing mindfulness, right? Especially sitting meditation, the benefit of that, the technique of that, the side effect of that, we will show you all. Because everything in the universe, it always have a both side, the advantage and the disadvantage. If we know how to use it correctly at the right time, the right moment, the right technique, we will get the best. If we don't know, okay, we may do the same, but it's just at the wrong time, wrong technique, a wrong combination, and then we don't get much benefit from it. Any other question? Some of the program, some of the thing we work through in the next few days, we will try to cover the main thing, the cause of illness, the four kind of nutriment on the four level of the energy in the universe. Why we need to exercise, what the benefit of that. What the difference between overworking or you play sport. And we're talking about the microbiotic, the way of nurturing our body and our universe. And again, we will learn about the art of cooking, eating, something we need to avoid after meal, and the combination of food is very important, because we have a lot of good food. We eat a lot, but and then we end up with unhealthy condition, with sickness. Why is that? And drinking, sleeping, breathing, meditation, and the circadian rhythm, right? And hopefully, I don't know how many of you love to do the reflexology. That means okay, you can learn some simple technique to massage, to relieve the tension, or to kind of acupressure for your own. Yeah, it will very, very helpful. And if we can recognize, we can resolve it on a daily basis, and every other day, something like that. We will clear up on the obstruction, obstacle. So it not build up into severe disease, right? So that is the final. Hopefully on the last day we can do that. Alright, and the next thing at Sister Diane's talking about some rule and regulation for our own practice schedule. 6 a.m. we will wake up, and you have about 25 minutes to do the personal hygiene. And after that, we should get out to the, maybe I think in the backyard. We had a very beautiful play out there. We will do the Qigong and Tai Chi in the morning so we can get the early morning energy. And to about 6:55, okay, we get back into maybe this room or the upper room. I think for the nice weather like it, we can sit in this room. But this room, it kind of, the energy not really good. Yeah, the upper room, I think it's better, but you can try. I will let you sit in this room tonight, and we early tomorrow we'll sit the upper room, and you will see different energy. And then from that, okay, you can decide where you want to sit, all right? And then we sit for about 50 minutes, and we will have a breakfast around 8. And after breakfast, we do the washing up. 8:30, we will come back to this room for the seminar, about an hour and 20 minutes. At 10 a.m., we had a break. And 10:30, again, we meet in the back door for the walking meditation. If some of you want to do the exercise, I don't know, because I don't think we have all 16 people who do the walking meditation, right? We don't have that many things to do. So we may rotate, right? It depends. If you enjoy the walking in the garden and you want to participate in that every day, you're welcome to do that. And other people, if you want to do the exercise, okay, you can gather together to do a group exercise, or you can do your own exercise. And because we have only 4 days here, and I want to share with you some other different techniques, many different exercises. And then you can practice depend on your condition, because we don't have enough time to show you all. So I will share with you about two or three. But if we have only one session in the morning, I don't think it's enough. Right, so we should take advantage on the time. And after that, we will do the walking meditation. Again, I think because this is a very wonderful time, so we better get outside, enjoy with the energy in nature. Unless it's raining, we will do indoor walking meditation on luxury. And at 12:30, we will have a lunch again, 15 to 20, the first 20 minutes in the noble silence, and after that we can share. And we have a break from 1:30 to about 3, and we can wake up around 3:30, you can come back to this room, continue the seminar, the teaching. And to 4:30, we have break about half an hour. At 5, we will have the sharing. So it's up to you. We can join together in one group because we don't have too many people, or we can share. We can divide in two different groups, one down here and one upstairs. And at 7, we will have live super. 7:30, we have the question and answer session, about an hour and 20 minutes. And at 9 p.m., we have the sitting meditation session, the event. We go back to our room. You can do reading.
Late for your teaching session.
Actually, it can be a little flexible because we don't have much time in the morning. Usually, okay, in the other retreat, we wake up around 4:30 or 5. But they'll wake up at 6, okay. We got to, you know, now we are almost get into the summer, so the weather is so nice early in the morning. But anyway, because after the breakfast, after the teaching, we will have a break, half an hour. So we may eat set 8:45, we may take another 15 minutes for the breakfast and the washing up, and so we start about 8:45. Yeah, 8:45, so we finish around at 9:45, and we have 15 minutes for tea break. Enough? Not enough? Yeah, after that? 5:30? Yeah, because we don't need 8 hours, right? 10:30. I usually wake up around 3:30 or 4. So I give you another hour, so 5. No, 5:30.
You have the advantage of knowing all this. We're just learning.
So what time you want to wake up? 5 or 5:30? 5:30?
6 is enough.
6?
6 is early enough
for me. Alright, so let's see where the time we can...
Oh, we could reduce the break time.
I don't know. Okay. So I think we can take out here. We can have the breakfast from 8 to 8:45, right? And then okay, after that we had a teaching to 9:45 to 10, and we have the tea break half an hour, that's 5. And the walking meditation, I don't think we need an hour. We can do about 45 minutes.
Yeah, we
can do about 45 minutes. All right, so this is 8 to 8:45. All right, this is 10:15. All right, and after lunch, you have almost 2 hours. Then we have lunch about 45 minutes to 50 minutes in general. Yeah. So maximum after, for washing up about an hour, so 12:30 to 1:30. So we have about 2 hours. So if we can wake up early in the morning, so we have another snack at lunch time. okay, so and then at 3:30 we resume here for the teaching to 4:15, 4:30, and then we have a break. At 5 we had a sharing again. Here we cannot do the super earlier, no?
What, earlier?
Yeah, I think 6:30, can we add a 6?
You can't do it before 7.
Alright, so you want 5:30, wake up, okay?
Who is against early 5:45?
Because actually, for the Qigong, okay, it half an hour, it's not enough. So if anyone can get out early, okay, we do the warm up first.
Oh.
All right, we do the warm up first. Okay, so actually, okay, I leave 6 here. No, but anyone can get out early, okay, I will be ready around there about 5:30. So we do warming up first, and then okay, at 6. Yeah, at 6. Yeah, at 6:30. Also before 6:30, okay, we start the main one. All right.
Alright.
So,
wake up then at
5:30. No, Tai Chi around at 6. Alright, and then the reason why we need to practice Noble Silence after the bedtime to up to until we finish the breakfast. Only we have to talk, unfortunately, in the morning. The reason, first, because of the energy in early morning, so we need to take advantage and absorb as much as possible, because the more you talk, the more energy you lose. Yeah. First, secondly, by practicing Noble Silence, we can come back to ourselves easier, so we can observe, we can listen, and we can recognize anything happen in our brain, in our mind, right? And actually, during the day, if we can practice as much as possible, okay, we can cough whenever we need, but if we can practice noble silence as much as possible, and you will see the energy, it will concentrate, it will build up very strong. Here you are the first time to practice, but some retreat I have for the whole week, we have only one session for question and answer, and the rest in noble silence. Only one session for question and answer, not every day, only one. So the energy build up very strong, and then also I will share with you the technique of sitting meditation in a circle, way to concentrate, to synchronize, amplify the universal energy, and with the whole community, the whole group, you will see it benefits your optical energy, see any problem we have. That's right. So we said
5:30.
Yeah.
Before getting up at 5:30, what time are we going to start to keep going? Tai Chi. I'm changing 6:05.
All right. And for tonight, for the sitting session tonight, I just go around to help you to correct the posture only. I cannot explain everything, and we go more detail maybe tomorrow or the next day. Alright? Yeah. Alright, so we take a few minutes break, and then we can resume in this room. Alright? Thank you very much.